If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Chef Beverly Kim from the beloved restaurant Parachute, which closed, but now there's Parachute Hi-Fi. And Anelia, with her husband Johnny Clark, joins us. Not her husband joining us. It's all about Chef Beverly Kim, but thanks for joining us on the show. What is happening at Ravinia, and how many women are involved?
Hi, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is such an amazing program. I love how we're pairing food and music together. Actually, I haven't counted, but I could name some of the featured chefs: Manit Chahan, Sarah Greenberg, Jacqueline Ng, Mika Leon, and Sarah Stegner, Grace Carnival, Emmalier, and Jacqueline Ng, and myself. So a lot of premier women chefs coming together to celebrate food and music.
Yeah, and it really did start with Molly Ye, right? She went to Juilliard, but she's also a chef, and we've seen her on Food Network. And she said she was, doing this in her apartment in New York, or while she was at Juilliard, and, you know, making food and singing and inviting people to play live music. And I don't think there's a better combination.
Yeah, no, I think this is an amazing festival that she's curating, and it's such an iconic place as Ravinia, and this is my first time doing it, so I'm excited to see how it all comes together.
Well, I think you fit in, right? Because Parachute Hi-Fi is all about listening and food, music, right?
100%, 100%. Food and music are like pairs together, and I love how we're putting it side by side more often, because they are sensual. They're like they bring up emotion or a feeling to your experience, and it just together they make it more memorable and expressive of what we're trying to accomplish here, or like what kind of feeling we're trying to give. And yeah, Parachute Hi-Fi, now that we're a hi-fi listening bar and restaurant, you get to really lean in more into that music aspect, playing vinyl music. And we have oftentimes guest vinyl curators, DJs, to give it a really fun vibe and let yourself kind of groove while you're also enjoying really good good food and drinks. And it's more experiential, I think. And it's really cool to see these chefs who have music backgrounds. I myself have a classical music background as well. I grew up playing the piano, and I really think it's helped me become a better chef.
Oh, interesting. Well, it's all under the umbrella of art you're creating.
Correct. Yeah, it's all art. It takes a lot of discipline, but also expression, passion, and a variety of styles, and constant learning. So I think they have something very similar.
It's all part of breaking barriers at Ravinia, because there was a moment in time when there weren't a lot of Michelin-rated chefs, female chefs, or restaurateurs. And there was a time when conductors, were predominantly male. So this kind of breaks those barriers this weekend at Ravinia. And so you guys have kitchens set up there, or how are you pulling this off?
I feel some of them are prepping it on site. I am actually prepping it and bringing it with me. I'm going to be serving okroshka, representing the modern Ukrainian food that we are doing at Anelia. And it's a wonderful, beautiful Eastern Ukrainian chilled soup with summer vegetables. I thought, first of all, I'm pairing my dish with Debussy's syrinx, which is like a flute solo piece. And with those high notes, evocative notes, I wanted to pair something nice, something light and refreshing. And it's so hot in Chicago.
Yeah.
So what could be better than a chilled soup to express that? So and it comes with really finely minced summer vegetables and some flowers and a tangy kefir kind of soup. I feel like it's going to pair really well and kind of together bring the experience together.
It sounds fantastic. So if you're headed to Ravinia tonight or tomorrow, look into that. Make sure you add on to your ticket and become a part of this. And let's talk about Anelia. I understand that's your husband's grandmother's name?
Yes, that is. That's her name.
How wonderful. And tell me about the food that you serve there, because everyone's buzzing about that restaurant as well.
Yeah, so Anelia immigrated from Ukraine. It was a huge influence on my husband's career and his inspiration. And, you know, kind of like what we did for Parachute, we wanted to, like, introduce Ukrainian cuisine, but, like, in a modern way, using, you know, seasonal produce and put our own spin, like, a little bit of a personal expression onto it, but still give respect to its traditions and really celebrate Ukrainian cuisine and its depth and its variety, bringing it to Chicago.
That's wonderful. Because most of us with any Eastern European heritage with our grandmothers, it was a lot of sauerkraut and sausage and that type of stuff. But it was because it's what they had access to here, not necessarily what they would have prepared there in the same
way. Yes. I feel like that generation of grandmas who came then, it was a hard time. There was the time of the Holodomor and time of famine. And so they came with a few recipes, but it's not really celebrating the depth of the history of the variety and the richness of the time when things were abundant. And Ukraine has some of the best soil in the world, some of the best garden vegetables and grains. And so really, like, being able to celebrate it in full glory and its heritage. And we have such a huge Ukrainian population here. So that's something we want to celebrate and experience and make it like an adventure for people.
Well, I'll tell you what, on the website for AneliaRestaurant.com, there seems to be an egg that is taken to a new level with something on top of a half of egg that looks like maybe it would, what we would use for a deviled egg. And then there's like an anchovy or a fish on it, and it looks absolutely innovative and delicious. What is that?
So that's our egg mayo. So in Ukraine, people, like, it's a hospitality to serve you a bunch of appetizers when you come into their home. And so we have this tower of small appetizers, one of them being the egg mayo, because it's as simple as just like this is actually from Johnny's experience of actually going to Ukraine, and his friends had a little farm on the garden farm, and they had a freshly laid egg and whipped it up with made it into mayo. And it was so delicious with the boiled egg with the fresh whipped mayo on top using the egg yolks that he wanted to bring something like that to Anelia. And so that one, we use a tarragon mayo and bocarones, which is a Spanish anchovy on top, so to give a little umami, just to give a little bit something special to this egg mayo idea that was so good in his memory. And he wanted to, you know, put a spin on it.
That is absolutely amazing. So Parachute Hi-Fi and Anelia, and look for Chef Beverly Kim out at Ravinia tonight and tomorrow night. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. I hope to see you there.
Absolutely. She's a James Beard Award-winning chef and restaurateur and one of a kind.
I'm going to be there tomorrow night. I'll look for her.
Yeah. Steve, you got to try this food. Upgrade your ticket and buy into this.
How do you know I don't have the best ticket available?
I bet you do.